Report, Republicans salivating over House Democrats retiring or leaving to seek higher office. By Wendell Hasebo on May 5, 2021. Republicans are salivating over reports that House Democrats are retiring or leaving to seek higher office, jeopardizing the Democrats' small House majority. The establishment media are beginning to notice the Democrats' doubtful position to retain the House, leading Republicans to salivate with only 18 months left until the 2022 midterms and dwindling calendar days of legislative action in Washington, D.C. The New York Times wrote an article Wednesday titled "Why Democratic Departures from the House Have Republicans Salivating." Consider the following establishment national media reports. Reuters. Chris joined an exodus of prominent House Democrats from competitive districts as the party fights to keep its narrow six-seat majority in next year's midterm congressional elections. New York Times. With 18 months left before the midterms, a spate of Democratic departures from the House is threatening to erode the party's slim majority in the House and imperil President Biden's far-reaching policy agenda. Politico. "I don't think people understand, writ large, how perilous 2022 is for holding on to the House." Joe Trippi, Democrat consultant. CNN. "Democrats were going to have a hard time holding their majority under the best of circumstances. When you factor in the weight of history and their recent series of problematic retirements, with more likely to come, the majority looks very, very imperiled." The Washington Post. "A growing list of House Democrats from competitive districts is headed for the exits, adding yet another concern for a party facing an uphill fight to maintain control of Congress next year." The establishment media's inkling of trouble for the Democrat Party is especially alarming, perhaps because redistricting will favor Republicans in many states. In Florida, for instance, Democrat reps Charlie Crist, Stephanie Murphy, and Val Demings, all Central Florida members near the I-4 corridor, are either retiring or leaving for higher office, and that area will likely receive a new district due to its population growth, according to preliminary numbers from the University of Florida's Bureau of Economic and Business Research, BEBR. Breitbart News reported Demings, of a West Orlando district, is weighing challenging Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, or DeSantis. "At this point, it's more likely than not that she does run," a source who had recently spoken with Demings reported. "And if she does, it's almost definitely running for governor." Crist announced Tuesday he would challenge Governor Ron DeSantis, R, for governor. Crist's district is on the far west coast near the Tampa area at the end of the I-4 corridor. "Florida should be a place where hard work is rewarded. Justice is equal, and opportunity is right in front of you," Crist said during his announcement. And Stephanie Murphy of Northern Orlando is also weighing her options by polling her chances of a Senate bid. Florida Politics wrote the telling headline, "It sure looks like Stephanie Murphy is running for Senate." The movements by the Central Florida Democrats are not invisible to Republicans. Adam Goodman, a Florida Republican media strategist, who predicted that the GOP would take two of the three seats now held by Mr. Crist, Ms. Demings and Ms. Murphy, told The Times, "You have to assume that because Republicans get to control reapportionment that it's not going to get any easier." The Crist seat, it took a Charlie Crist type of person to hold that seat in 20. "The Democrats won't have that person this time," he said. The chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, said about the Democrats' movements, "House Democrats are sprinting to the exits because they know their chances of retaining the majority grow dimmer by the day."